Say, you might say something like, well, so-and-so's been sick a while, and the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Any other terms for that?
Passed away, passed. Very popular in colored, people. He's passed. Expired. Gone on to his reward.
What about cruder terms?
Croaked. Bought the farm.
Bought the farm.
Another army term. Same, bought a 6-foot farm. It was planted yesterday. Crow, I think I used. I don't
know. His chills.
Yeah.
Or say this expression, you might say, well, he's been dead a week. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
The place where you...
Or did him in.
The place where you bury people, you call that a...
graveyard or cemetery.
Does it make any difference if it were a small one on somebody's private property?
Private cemetery.
And the box that you bury someone in, you call that...
coffin.
Anything else?
Pinewood box, I don't know.
Casket.
Casket, yeah.
People who are at a funeral dressed in black, you say they're in...
mourning clothes.
If somebody were to ask you, say, if they met you on the street and they were inquiring about your health in the way of greeting, what would they probably say to you?
How are you? Actually, they're burying clothes as well.
Burying clothes?
Mm-hmm.
For the people who were attending the funeral?
Or the person in the coffin.
I see. What about this, if somebody's getting older, he might, and you know, his joints are stiff and aching, he might say, well, I've got a little touch of
rheumatism. Of course, rheumatism. Arthritis or Arthur.
Arthur.
You got a little Arthur in my joints today.
Do old folks say that, or?
I've heard it. I don't know if it picks it up off. Not that old. I've heard it.
What about this disease you don't hear too much of anymore, but children used to die from it because of they'll get sores in their throat, couldn't swallow them, choke to death? Again, with the D.
Diphtheria? I never knew symptoms of it.
Okay. Or a disease that will make your skin turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Or if you're getting a severe pain right about here, you might be having
appendicitis.
Or if you ate something that disagreed with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
throw up, chuck, vomit.
Anything else besides throw up, chuck, or vomit?
Pitch your cookies, barf.
Hit your cookies. Think of anything else? Did you mention cute?
Yeah. I didn't mention it, but you're right.